This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's 99.9 KISW. It's loud and local. And right now we have a band called The Villains Inside just released their first record. It's called The Villains Inside. They just played at Tony V's for their record release show alongside Clothing Optional and Tongues. Or no,
was Tongues, it? Yeah.
Tongues. They're all right. Welcome to the studio, Villains Inside.
Thank you, Kevin. It's good to be here.
Yes. Let's go around the room. Introduce yourself. Tell us what your name is and what you do in The Villains Inside.
I am Derek. I sing and play guitar.
Yeah, I'm Andrew. I play bass and do vocals on some songs.
I'm Hillary, and I do some vocals as well.
Yep, I'm Travis, and I hit things with sticks.
I'm Chase, and I also play guitar.
Right on. Okay, so who's gonna, you know, kind of humor me with the story behind the band? You know, what's the origin, the Marvel origin story?
The villain origin story.
Yeah, I like it. The villain origin story.
Exactly.
Who got that?
So, a couple of years ago, one of my bands that I was in disbanded, and I was pretty upset about it, and I wrote this whole album in the span of like 2 months after that breakup. It was a messy breakup between all members.
Yeah.
So I
want to talk about it? I'm just kidding. I'm just joking.
No, we're not airing out Jenny Laundrie.
We're past
airing
it.
Out,
we're past
out.
It. I'm over it.
Not that kind of radio.
I promise. Jerry Springer style.
But I wrote all these songs and I sat on them for like 6 months before I was introduced to a producer, Dylan Font, at One Shot Studio. Shout out to Dylan. And I ended up recording this whole album, Me, Myself, and I. And
really?
Yeah.
This whole thing is just you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did a Dave Grohl.
Wow.
Debut Foo Fighters.
Oh, yeah. P*** is here. Get out of here.
I know.
I don't want to pull a Steel Beans and play all the instruments myself live.
Yeah.
Then you just be playing with yourself. But
But then I wanted to get back out there. I was tired of playing in other bands and not my own music. Mm-hmm. So I recruited all these guys to come play with me. And
how'd you do that? Was it Facebook?
Mutual
friends? What do we got?
Chase. I've actually known him the longest.
Okay.
Since like high school.
Nice.
Since high school.
Yeah, something like that.
Which high school? Let's shout it out.
I went to Everett. He went to Monroe.
Okay. Right?
We had a mutual friend.
Rivals.
And we all had like a little cover band for one of my parents' 4th of July parties where we just played Metallica songs.
Nice. Which ones?
For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Yes.
Okay.
Destroy.
Yeah. Some classics.
There had to have been another one.
There was
Saint Anger?
No.
Oh,
okay.
Yo, that would have been sick.
Just throw your snare away.
I think we did like some Marilyn Manson, maybe some Green Day too.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds like a high school cover band.
Yeah,
exactly.
Sure.
Pretty solid.
Catch all rock band. Yeah, exactly. So, and then everyone else, huh?
Yeah, I moved here a couple of years ago from Texas, and I'd never really like played in bands or anything, and mm-hmm. I kind of just like got into the local music scene on accident through my neighbor, and had played in some projects, and then Derek knew Hillary from another project, mm-hmm. And he was looking for bass players and asked her, and she's like, I got the guy.
Nice.
And cool. Here we are.
So who's your your neighbor?
It's just a
Joe.
Yeah, Joe.
And that's actually how I met him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we met.
Because I was in a band with Joe. Yeah.
So, right. Small world.
Called the, Active Measure.
Okay. Shout out Joe.
Yeah. Thanks, Joe.
And what's weird is I actually was in a band with Chase, like, long before I knew any of these guys. And I forgot about it because it was so long ago. Like, when I first moved to Everett.
He's like, we played together, and you're just
like, I thought he was trying to hit on me. I didn't know. I thought he was totally mistaken. It's like slid to my DM. and then he said that. I was like, oh, that's freaking right.
That's funny.
So. I still actually don't know how Travis got into the band. Like, he just showed up at
Derek,
practice
how
one day.
Is he? Are you actually in the band?
Is he here right now?
Who are you again?
I'm actually from another company.
Right?
Traded the villain.
You're the transfer student.
You guys just had AC, so, you know. So how did you join the band, man?
I think it was through Facebook.
Okay.
That we kind of met up. But I was just kind of down at Substation and rocking out in a little windowless room by mm-hmm. myself.
As you do.
Having fun, but I wasn't progressing, and that's kind of why the girlfriend and I moved here to Seattle.
Okay.
I put a message out, and he was like one of the first and only people to hit me back on it.
I was like, a drummer? Who's not in bands?
Not in 70
bands.
You're
in one now.
Mine?
Yep. Drummers are so hard to get.
He's mine!
That's claimed him. What I was banking on when I moved out here. I'm not going to lie. I was like, it's a music capital. I hope they don't have too many drummers.
Grunge was here.
No, we have one drummer, and they just play in 70 bands.
Exactly.
About when was this that the band, like, you know, started becoming like a band and not just, you know, you, Derek? Was it about a year ago or so?
I finished the album, I want to say, in May of last year, and I kind of just immediately recruited Chase.
Mm.
We were in a project at the time together, and I was just kind of like filling him in on how this album was going. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, I don't want to be the only guitarist for this. You should totally come play guitar.
Yeah.
So I snaked him in that way. And then we recruited Andrew, I want to say like a month later after that.
I want to say it was like June, because it was maybe like 2 months before our first show. And our show was like in August of last year.
Yeah.
So it was probably 2, maybe 3 months at most before that first show.
And we recruited Travis like the month of August. I booked the show before I had the drummer.
That's funny.
There's no biggie. We're
bold.
Good. We're good.
Oh, yeah. We had like three practices together. It was awesome.
Yeah. Now we kind of meshed right from the very beginning, though.
Oh, yeah.
And right when Derek and I met, we actually played a song or two from the album, and he didn't tell me. Once he told me, hey, I want you to play in the band, I figured out, oh, I've already played two of the songs. Yeah,
nice. Okay. So the band name is The Villains Inside. This band was created after a messy breakup with another band. Did you feel like a villain inside, sir?
Yes.
Okay.
I kind of took inspiration from the fact that I felt like I have been painted as a bad guy.
Okay, so this is your Joker moment.
Exactly.
This band. Embrace it.
And then all the songs that came out at the time were like all about anger and betrayal and all these sad emotions. So I just
embraced it.
I embraced it. You're right.
Right on. Made some art out of it.
And fun fact, my favorite band is Queens of the Stone Age, and the last album that they released before their new one, it's called Villains.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
So
that's
that might have been a little bit of an influence.
Okay. Little Fair to enough. Large influence.
Fair enough, yeah. I kind of, you know, buried the lead here. They're going to be playing September 21st at Daryl's, and the Daryl's tagline is where your dad drinks beer, or where your dad used to drink.
Is that really?
Yes, it is. Up in Shoreline, Daryl's. Yep.
Actually, Daryl's is where Hillary and I first met.
That's awesome, when I was in our other bands.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very cool. So full circle.
And you got her name wrong.
I did.
It's fine. You're the villain inside.
You guys played your record release show at Tony V's in Everett. You guys are an Everett band.
Yes, sir.
And you kind of mentioned off air that it was a special moment for you guys because that was like the place you played your first show. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we played Tony V's close to my birthday in August last year. And then this year we released our album at the beginning of August at the same place. So it was, that felt like the only right place to do it, really.
Mm-hmm. It felt like a nice, really nice, like full circle moment to, you know, not only play there again for releasing the record, but kind of just to like see how far we'd come as a band from that first show, right? Where like we didn't even know all the songs on the album yet.
Yeah.
And then like we had like a short 30-minute set, and then, you know, this time we, you know, played, you know, all the stuff on the album and more and some covers
and new
it was
songs.
Really fun. And new songs that we'd written together. So it was really fun to have that kind of full circle moment.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. So as an Everett band, you know, what is it is a pretty nice scene up there going on right now? I mean, it's definitely has its own, you know, venues and everything. Mm-hmm. Lucky Dime, Tony V, Black Lab.
I live up there and it's really cool to come to a place that has, you know, a thriving, you know, local rock music scene and other genres. And it's really cool. And specifically in Everett, that downtown area, there's like three or four venues within a mile radius of each other. And so basically everyone up there that's kind of out in the local nightlife during the week is, there's a good chance they're kind of at least tangentially related to either the art or music scene.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really cool to, like, you know, no matter kind of what genre of band you're going to or what band, you always run into someone you know. And that makes the scene feel really cohesive up there, and is really, really fun.
I would also add there's, like kind of an integration of, like, art and poetry and music, too.
Cool.
In, like, the same kind of area and the same, like, venues. So it's pretty cool.
It's a really cool.
A lot of art galleries that have music venues.
It's a very supportive scene.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone definitely supports each other up there.
Definitely.
I wanted to shout out a brand new place. My friend Soto just opened up Apollo Exos, which is a record store / bar.
Yeah.
Yes, dude. So you can drink some beers and go look for some killer metal records. It's a really beautiful spot. I haven't actually been there. I took like a virtual tour on his Instagram, you know, but he's been working his ass off on this place, and they got like hi-fi gear for like record nerds and vinyl lovers and stuff. So it's
sick. It looks really cool. I actually stopped in there the other day because it's across the street from Tony's. I stopped in after load-in, and I didn't talk to him, but it looked really cool. Like, definitely gonna hang out there.
Cool.
Band trip.
He was saying
a shot of whiskey and go look for some records.
He was saying he wants to also like maybe work with some of the local venues and like the scene and stuff. So that's really cool.
That's awesome. Shout out to Soto.
Yeah.
We're going to jump into one of your songs. This is, again, The Villains Inside, and they're going to be playing September 21st at Daryl's in Shoreline. And the record is called The Villains Inside. Simple enough to remember. How do people follow you guys, like social media and whatnot?
We have Instagram, Facebook, but it's just The Villains Inside.
Okay.
We also have
notice a theme.
We have a website, www.thevillainsoutside.com, so you can find out information about us, get a link to our online merch store.
Also Spotify.
Like to support us. Yeah, the Spotify, Apple Music. We're on all of them.
Awesome. We're going to jump into Bad Energy. Who wants to tell me about this song, or should we just let the music speak for itself?
This was actually the last song I wrote for this album.
Yeah.
And immediately I knew that this was my favorite song.
Cool.
It's high energy. I love the lyrics, and not to toot my own horn, but that is one catchy chorus.
Yes, it is. Villains Inside, Bad Energy. Catch them the 21st at Daryl's. You're listening to Loud and Local.
think the only way out. You try to bury me, so I won't carry you. Take your bad energy, throw it into something new.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
That was Bad Energy by the Villains Inside here on Loud and Local. You can catch them September 21st at Daryl's up in Shoreline. And like I said, that was Bad Energy. We're going to be playing a couple some more songs from the record in just a moment. But just to get kind of like a, idea of where your musical roots are, even if it's embarrassing. First CD, tape, or whatever, even, you know, iTunes gift card music purchases, whatever it was that you purchased with your own money. I'll say mine was no doubt Tragic Kingdom. So
That's a great
it's a good album. Good album. Well, Derek, what about you? Let's start with you.
Not going to lie, it was the Beatles' Love.
Okay.
The Cirque du Soleil soundtrack thing that they put out where they mash up a bunch of their songs. And as a kid, I was like 9 when I bought it. I still have it to this day. And if only I had a working CD player, I would still probably be listening to it this day.
Nice.
I don't actually remember what the first I bought with my own money was. I still am a huge nerd, so it was probably something like Dragon Force or something.
Yeah.
But I think the first CD or album I ever got was a Rock Nation album.
Okay.
So. Nice.
And moving on.
Mine was actually a Nelly album.
Okay. Hot in here.
Like, my family was really into like hip hop and rap at
hell yeah.
At the time.
Hot in here.
The one that I don't remember what it was called, but it had the It's Getting Hot.
Yeah.
In here,
like that one. Take off all your clothes.
Yep.
Did you wear a Band-Aid under your eye like Nelly?
Oh, yeah. No.
Okay. I was going to say, why not? Stick to the gimmick. All right, moving on.
Yeah, so I didn't actually have to buy any CDs or anything. My dad had this huge collection on the wall. It was probably like 6 by 8 foot. It was most of the wall.
What kind of stuff was he into? Or is he into?
He's into everything. He even collected DVDs of any and all bands' concerts from all the years. Like, it was insane, A to Z.
So he's probably heard KISW before then.
Oh, definitely.
Okay, yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
What's up, Dad?
shout out Travis's dad.
Right. Yes.
Big Dave.
Being our guinea pig online store customer.
Exactly. Not to date myself, but yeah, I did buy a cassette at a thrift store when I was a kid, and it was Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Okay. Yes. There we go.
Nice. That was the first purchase.
All right. Right on. And last but not least.
I think my very first one was the Audio Slave self-titled.
Nice. Okay. There we go. So if you mix all those things together, it creates the Villains Inside, right? Beatles,
yeah. I don't want all those things. Yeah.
100%.
I don't know if I can play as fast as Dragon Force like ever. So don't get your hopes up.
Maybe on Guitar Hero. Right?
Yeah.
So what are your goals as a band? What are you guys looking to do now that the album's out?
So for year two of the band, we definitely want to write together. We've already written a couple songs.
You're gonna
together.
Let record them. You're gonna let them actually have input.
Yeah.
Come on, mastermind.
It's already happened, Kevin. It's too late.
Okay.
he's lost control.
It was a lonely process, let me say. So being able to like give input and take input from all these guys, creating new music, lady. I feel like it's actually been very rewarding, and I feel like this new stuff we've made already. I'm just excited for it.
So you have songs on the way already?
Yeah, we've been writing some together, and I think it's interesting too, right? Because we obviously we're not involved with the writing for the songs for the album.
Yeah,
but we were involved. I think it's really cool. Derek let us kind of when we were learning, the songs to play live. There's some songs where I just play a completely different bass line than what's recorded. So it's really cool that, even though we weren't involved in the initial process in terms of the live show, right? Like, we kind of get to put our own spin on it and kind of evolve our sound that way, even before we get to the point of writing all new original music together, which is what we're doing now, which is really cool. So some of our influences have already crept in.
That's awesome.
But we've mostly played in the Everett area. We played a couple festivals.
Loud and Local Fest.
Festival.
Yes. That was super fun.
We played Shed Fest and what was the other one?
Hoot and Holler. That one was really fun.
Mm-hmm. That one was
Wait,
fun,
excuse me, what was it called?
The Hoot and Holler Festival.
It's called it's their second year. It's a really small one. It's a guy's property up in Tulalip.
Okay.
It was really wonderful.
Yeah. It was really wonderful.
He made us breakfast.
Out in the woods. And they've got like lasers and stuff and two stages. And it's kind of more like a kind of like easygoing, like kind of psych-ish festival. Mm-hmm. But he had some like heavier bands too. It was a really good time.
It was an amazing experience.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Sounds like Taryn's backyard. Was it Taryn's backyard? Was it Taryn from Cast?
No, I did not see Taryn there.
Okay, all right, because she puts on something like kind of like that.
Well, maybe next year.
Yeah, maybe Taryn, next year. Exactly.
To have us there.
Shout out. That's awesome. So you want to play more shows outside of the area?
Yeah, we want to get out more of the Everett area and play more Seattle shows. Definitely, maybe some Bellingham. Even
do like a mini tour.
Yeah. A mini tour would be dope as heck.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Get out more, like broaden our horizons.
Yeah.
Yeah, more shows, more bands, more venues, just, yeah, more.
So what have been some of your favorite bands to play with lately or since the formation of the band?
Wyatt Only and The Wreckage. We love Wyatt so much.
Yeah.
That man has been like a big brother to us. He has given us so many opportunities. And
yeah.
I've been a fan of Wyatt since the pandemic when I first saw him.
Okay, awesome.
So him to like kind of step into this big brother role for our band, I'm just gonna love that man forever.
Yeah, good of him. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's one of the artists that loved him local.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I mean, so that I'll give a little behind the scenes to the Loud and Local Fest. So he did 99.9% of the work. He basically came. He came to me and said, "Hey, I got this crazy idea." And what I said on stage is truth. He came to me and was like, "Hey, I got a venue, got this idea. What do you think about, you know, putting KSW behind this and we can push it?" And I said, "Okay, let's do it." And he said, "All right, give me a list of bands." And I got some bands already I have in mind. And so I told him, and then he just went to work. And I just got to sit back and then just do the promotion side of it.
Sure.
And got to have fun while he was, like, pulling his hair out. So shout out to Wyatt for taking years off of his life for doing that. And maybe we'll do it again.
For the art.
Exactly. He's like, "I've never worked this hard for no money." Good times. Anyways, so... you want to Wyatt Only Records, one of the bands that you dig. What are some other bands that you've played with?
We've gotten the chance to play with King Youngblood twice.
Yeah,
like an Seattle band.
So good.
That was just a great experience.
Oh, yeah.
Hillary and I actually went and like were extras in their music video, which was super fun. They're all super cool.
Oh, yeah.
I want to shout out Tongues that we actually played with this weekend.
They were phenomenal.
They're on tour right now. They were super good. We'd love to play with them again.
Yeah, great presence.
Just like. Yeah, absolutely incredible. Like, I was already sweating. Like, we hadn't even
before
played.
Before we went on stage.
I gotta, like, do my Lemmy impersonation in, like, two songs. I'm tired, so. Yeah.
That's awesome.
But, yeah, they're great.
Right on. Anyone else or next question?
I mean, honestly, all the bands we've played with.
Yeah, Clothing Optional did great, too, at our last
That's
show.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. we love them optional boys.
Mm-hmm. Just a shout-out in general to, like, all the Everett area bands, right,
mm-hmm. that cool.
we've
exactly.
been, you know, hanging out with and playing shows with in the last year.
Right on. So now here's the real difficult question, and I'm talking all time now. So it could be Jimi Hendrix, Nirvana, Heart, you know, Clothing Optional, could be anything. Favorite Northwest bands of all time? And Derek, let's start with you again.
It has to be limited to one.
No, you can name a couple. I'm not a stickler here.
Because I kind of have two answers.
All right.
All time, because my dad was a huge fan of them, and they've definitely been an influence on me. I know it's a little sacrilegious because they're so popular, but Nirvana.
I mean, there's a reason why they're so big.
Exactly.
They're great.
Iconic. Just related so hard to how catchy the songs were.
Mm-hmm.
How energetic everything was, how big it was. And I know I wasn't alive during that time, but
wish you were.
Right. So Nirvana will always have a place in my heart.
Yeah.
But nowadays, I would say Steel Beans.
Okay, awesome.
Because one, I was that man's biggest fan, and then he asked me to join his band, and I got to play a bunch of shows with him. And then he blew up and got to tour with
Tool
and Tenacious D. Yeah.
So Rick crazy. Peace,
he showed up at our album show, too.
That's
he
awesome.
He got on Saver's Clothing Optional. It was great.
That's so cool. Fantastic. So you got to be in Steel Beans.
I got to be in Steel Beans.
That's awesome.
Right before he blew up.
I was in Steel Beans before it was cool.
And to be able to see that progression of like being a fan, being into the band, and then seeing him go on tours, I don't know, it just made me really proud to be a fan and a friend.
To have been in the Beans.
To have been in the Beans.
Were you one of the Beans? Were you a Steel Bean?
I was.
Nice. All right. Next.
Oh gosh. I'm not.
Next.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not from here, so I guess I'm gonna go with Jimmy because Derek Erdies and Nirvana. I'm just not. I'm really bad with like bands and who's in them and where they're from. So yeah.
Jimi Hendrix, man, like icon. Man, moving on.
You already said Nirvana. That's what I was gonna say. That was like one of the first rock albums that I ever listened to because it was given to me by my brother because he didn't like it because he liked rap. So yeah. So Nevermind was
the Naked
album.
Baby. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Naked Baby.
And so I have to say Nirvana. I do love Alice in Chains too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Basically all of that. I mean, my parents were actually from Aberdeen around that time, so that they lived there.
Right on.
Very nice. Yeah, I'm gonna go with Pearl Jam.
Okay, nice.
I mean, just down to the hair and everything. Eddie, I just love.
Can
that
you do
man.
An Eddie Vedder impression?
No,
do it.
That's the one I can do, and I don't like it. I love his energy on stage, nice, what he sings about, what he fights for, just all the good he does in the world.
Do you get to go to any of the two shows that they just played?
No, I was trying, but funds weren't there. But soon we're probably going to play with them, so.
They'll be opening for you guys.
They'll be opening for them, hopefully.
They'll be opening
for you. Hopefully we'll get
to
meet one day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And last but not least, favorite Northwest band or artist of all time?
Honestly, there's probably too many. Between, like, all the grunge bands and, like, I mean, at this point, it's probably this, like, funk jam band called Polyrhythmics.
Okay,
yeah. I don't even know how many dudes were in that band, but I saw them live, and, like, they're incredible together.
That's awesome.
They all have such high energy. Like, even the dudes just playing horns, like, it's just been scratching that instrumental itch I have, I guess.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Right on. And when you throw all those bands together, it creates the villains inside. Maybe without the trombone and trumpet and stuff, though, but hey.
I mean, there's the trumpet on the album.
Hey, right, there you go.
There is a song with a trumpet, yeah.
All right.
You got to figure that out live.
Again, you can catch them September 21st at Daryl's. We're going to jump into a couple songs here, Freaking Out and Best for Me, to close out the interview. But any shout outs or thank yous you guys want to send out while you got the podium?
I want to give another shout out to Dylan Font of One Shot Studios, who I recorded the album with.
Nice.
He's the reason why it sounds so good, not me. Probably Tony also for giving us all Tony these opportunities this past year.
Everyone in Everett, really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just all of our music friends in the scene that have supported us. Everyone's that come out to shows. It was so great to see everybody this past weekend, even if we didn't get to hang out. Like, just everyone that's supporting us and bought merch and believed in us. And
family and friends, of course.
Of course. I want to give a shout out to Kevin Deers of 9.9 for giving us this interview and
thank you so
his
much.
Time.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having us.
My pleasure. Thank you. Thank you all for having the time of the what? Thank you for having me. There we go. Thank you for having me. Be a part.
Words are hard sometimes.
Yes. September 21st at Daryl's. You can catch them. We're going to jump into Freaking Out and Best for Me. Villains Inside. Thank you. Thank you. It's Loud and Local.
Someone to reach out. I never felt so down. Now, can I? drowning out the sound. I'm too busy freaking out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.